Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. The Hunter River at Singleton is continuing to fall and is now sitting at just under 10 metres in height. The Singleton SES unit is no longer manning their base but are on call 24/7 for those who need assistance on 132 500 and are helping in neighbouring suburbs where water has cut off some communities. Simone Burrows from the SES says they can't thank the community enough for their support and assistance over the last week, and the under 15 Singleton Roosters who filled a whole lot of sandbags.
They came along to fill some sandbags for us on Tuesday. So they were there for about an hour, and from start to finish they did not stop. So they filled about 4 pallets worth of sandbags for us. So that's over 150 sandbags. And we were really lucky that they actually came along, because it was not long after that we had to start issuing some of these evacuation warnings that we had in place.
Meantime, after all the rainfall that we've had in the Upper Hunter, the dam levels have increased a little bit. Glenwarne Dam is currently at 54.6% capacity and Glennys Creek Dam is at 56.9%. Water restrictions are still in place for Scone, Aberdeen and Murrurundi, who are on level 2 water restrictions, with Merriwar and Cassilis on level 1. For Singleton and Musselbrook, it's level 2 restrictions. Landholders who've been impacted by flood water are being warned to keep an eye on their animals due to increased disease risk. Hunter Local Land Services says it's important to inspect livestock at regular intervals once it's safe to do so. Flooded pastures can be contaminated with silt and debris, which pose a particular risk as wounds or breaks in skin can quickly become infected. Another common risk for animals following floods is plant or feed poisonings, with displaced and hungry stock forced to feed on poisonous plants, weeds or rotting pastures. LLS have produced the Caring for Livestock in Times of Flood Guide to assist. You can download that at the LLS website. And the latest unemployment figures are out, and there's been a continued improvement in the Hunter region. The figures had a modest fall of 0.1% to 3.5% in the Hunter Valley, excluding Newcastle. Hunter Business Chamber CEO Bob Hawes says we're in a lucky position given our industries and geographical location.
We've been lucky not only because of our diversity, but the fact that we're away from the borders, where there was a lot of issues around connections to the cross-border issues with Victoria and Queensland particularly. Secondly, we didn't have any hotspots. And certainly when there were state hotspots, particularly in Sydney, where we were far enough away from them.
The Business Chamber warned, though, those good figures could be short-lived with the end of JobKeeper this weekend that will see anywhere between 100,000 and 250,000 job losses nationally. It's grand final day in the Upper Hunter Cricket Association tomorrow with 2 big games in Scone. Both matches begin at 1 p.m. with the A Reserve Grade Final, an all Musselbrook affair with Souths taking on the Silver Slugs at Boyd Oval, while in Grade A, the Minor Premier Belltrees Cricket Club meet the Bulls at Saunders Oval. Captain of the Musselbrook Silver Slugs, Jared Watts, told Radio Hunter Valley, winning the coin toss is not as important as running on the board in a final.
Runs on the board in the final is always great, so it's always good to bat first. The 3 games that we've played against South this year have all been really close, and the side batting second has actually won every game. So I don't think it really matters on the day if we bat or bowl first. I think we just got to make sure we score runs. I think both bowling attacks are pretty even. I think it's going to come down to whoever bats the best, so hopefully it can be up on the day.